Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and music lover, James Lampkin, hoping you'll do well in today's quiz. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. This quiz can be done solo or against your greatest rival. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 2010s. Same names. And Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia, and feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself a little bit more time to think. As per usual, we'll go through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we are heading back to the last decade. It is all about the 2010s. We have questions about 5 hit songs from that decade, and 1 point is available for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 1. Charlie Puth and Selena Gomez joined forces on which 2016 hit duet? Question 2. Which song about becoming a champion was a 2012 hit for Irish band The Script and featured Black Eyed Peas frontman will.i.am? Question 3. Mr. Saxo Beat was a 2010 Eurodance hit for which Romanian pop star? Question 4. Which rapper was behind the hit All the Stars with SZA, which appeared on the soundtrack of the Marvel film Black Panther? Question 5. Gotye's mega hit Somebody That I Used to Know featured which New Zealand singer on guest vocals? That is it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is same names. In this round, you'll be provided with a clue about 2 music stars who share the same name. For example, John Mayer and John Legend both share the name John. Your job is to correctly guess the name that these stars share, with 1 point available for each correct answer. Keep in mind, it could be their first name or last name. And here are the clues. Question 6. An American star known for her colourful presentation and hit songs like Raw, and a British adult contemporary singer who sang about bicycles in Beijing. Question 7. A current day female pop star who sang about coffee, and a 70s star known for being both a vocalist and a drummer. Question 8. A Heartland rock star backed by the band The Heartbreakers, and a judge from The Voice UK who crooned "She's a Lady." Question 9. A youthful TV star who went on to sing about getting her driver's license, and another occasional actress who sang alongside John Travolta in Grease. Question 10. An English rocker of the 80s known for his rebel yell, and a female star who was the youngest in history to win Album of the Year at the Grammys. That is it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music artist, as each clue is going to reveal more information. The sooner you can identify the answer, the more points you'll get. Give yourself 5 points if you get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you can get it on the final clue. Here we go. Who am I? Clue number one. I was born January 15th, 1981, in Miami, USA. Clue 2. The son of Cuban immigrants, I decided to seize the opportunity that living in the US afforded, and aspired to follow in the path of rappers I admired in the 90s and early 2000s. Clue 3. I got my first exposure to the public through a guest appearance on a track with Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, eventually leading to my own debut album in 2004, named after my hometown. Clue 4. I scored a string of hits from 2007 to 2013, often themed around partying, collaborating with the likes of Jennifer Lopez, Enrique Iglesias, and Usher. Clue 5. My nickname is Mr. Worldwide, and my hits include Give Me Everything, Timber, and Time of Our Lives. That is all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after this break to reveal all the answers. And we're back. The answers are coming your way right now. First up, it's the hits of the 2010s. Question 1. We Don't Talk Anymore was the hit for Charlie Puth and Selena Gomez. Charlie later revealed that Selena recorded her vocals in his closet, as he didn't have a proper studio set up at the time. Question 2. Hall of Fame was the hit for The Script and will.i.am. Lead singer Danny O'Donoghue met Will when they were both coaches on The Voice UK. Question 3. Alexandra Stan got a hit with Mr. Saxo Beat. Whilst she ended up a one-hit wonder in most of the world, she continued to have hits in her native Romania for the rest of the decade. Question 4. Kendrick Lamar was behind all the stars. In fact, he contributed towards 6 songs on the Black Panther soundtrack. Question 5. Kimbra was the featured vocalist on Somebody That I Used to Know. It is one of the most streamed songs of all time. Continuing on to round two, same names. We provided clues about sets of music stars that shared a name, and here they are. Question 6. Katie, as in Katy Perry and Katie Melua. Question 7. The same name was Carpenter, as in Sabrina Carpenter and Karen Carpenter. Question 8. Tom, as in Tom Petty and Tom Jones. Question 9. They are both Olivia, as in Olivia Rodrigo and Olivia Newton-John. Question 10. Billy, as in Billy Idol and Billie Eilish. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Pitbull. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that answer correct, depending on how many clues you needed. How did you score today? Remember that the maximum total points available for this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram, at Pop Puzzle Trivia, for the latest updates and pop music trivia. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever your podcast provider is. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.